Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blind check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break, tell it grieve me. Boy, I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up in town, bro.
Good night, Bahamas, and welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am your host, Valentino Braun, a.k.a. Scoochie Scrooge or Scroogey. Telephone numbers tonight are 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, and you can text us, powered by BTC, at 422-GR96. And you could also check us out on Guardian Quest. I think you can look on 969, and you can listen in on the radio dial. I would like to say to all of my listeners, a wonderful good night to you, and I hope I have a wonderful conversation, just as well as how you guys call in and you give your side of the story, and we're helping shape the country, because we're talking about matters that really affect us on this show and finding out solutions, and then we have to find out the problems. So when I go deep into our history in the country, it's a plus for the station, it's a plus for the audience to know that we know some of the problems that are occurring in our country, and we're trying to find out solutions and ways to counteract it so that we can have a productive country. And I think over the course of the years, if anyone's understanding what I'm trying to come from, I think that preventative measures are the best measures to deal with the current situation that is facing our country, where there's numerous murders that are occurring daily. Attempted murder, we just had a police officer shot on attempted armed robbery. We just had two persons, mother and son, shot and killed early this morning around 9:30, 10 o'clock. And then we have had other incidents of serious violent crimes in the country. We wanted to discuss that. But also we want to discuss a comment made by, I think it's the Minister of Immigration, the Honorable Keith Bell. Not attacking him, I just want to reply to the comments he made when he concerning that the Bahamas government does not have an immigration crisis in the country. I'd like to respond to that, but I'll let his comments, what he said, especially on Guardian Radio, I think it was a comment made, on the web page. Guardian is doing a wonderful job of bringing us all the important news and updating us on actually what's happening in government, in the communities, and around the country and around the world. So I want to applaud the whole editor and production staff at Guardian Radio for doing such a wonderful job, and Guardian Radio and the newspapers reaching a lot of people now. Because normally when I go in the food stores or around the country stopping, they would all normally have a lot of Guardian left on the tables and their stores. But now I'm seeing that they're selling because Guardian has started to change and get stories that is really reaching the hearts of everyday Bahamians. So I want to give a thumbs up to Guardian Radio and staff at Guardian Radio. Yeah, and also I would like to say to all Bahamians in the country that if you have a lot of bulk, garbage and et cetera, old fridges and et cetera, either in your yard or the neighbor's yard, I would like to encourage you that the Howell Road dump is open daily from Monday to Sunday, okay? Free for those who are dumping bulk waste, okay? They have or bins that you can actually drive to the dump site. And on the entrance to the left, they have a team of people set up at tractor drivers, dumpsters that remove on a timely basis, and they have a staff over there that direct you where to put your bulk waste. They have a lot of bins. So I'm encouraging persons that instead of dumping the garbage in nearby neighbor's yard, you can take this opportunity to hire a truck and they can carry your bulk waste to the garbage, and it's free. And I want to congratulate the government on a job well done, because normally you would have to go right away in the back of the dump to get rid of garbage and trash. But now they have made it accessible at the beginning of the garbage dump yard, where you can turn in and dump your garbage. Tree debris and trimmings and grass and et cetera. They have a spot where you can also put the grass there and they will remove it. They have different sections to the front part at the dump at Hard Road. They have a place where you can put fridge and stove that you no longer want. You can also carry there. So I'm encouraging behemoths, instead of just keep on dumping, hire a local truck or somebody in the family who has a truck, or some community resident who has a truck, instead of just throwing the garbage in the neighboring yard, because the Bahamas is filthy. And by the way, our government has an initiative. I think it starts this week, Monday. I'm going to have the Minister of Environment come on the show sometime next week or week after next when he's free to talk about this wonderful program. And I want to encourage Bahamian people who live in this country. You can call the Ministry of Environment or the Ministry of Health, and you could get assistance with garbage bins so that you can remove bulk waste out your yard. You could also call the ministry and find out which department can assist you on a cleanup program in your yard or in your community. So I'm saying to the Bahamian people out there, you don't have to just sit around and just wait. You know, what it is just to make a phone call to the Ministry of Health. You know, there's a bulk waste in your yard, there's rat, there's mosquitoes, it looks filthy. Dialect vehicles, you know, it looks filthy in your community. You can remove it by just making a few phone calls. You know, if you call once and they hang you up, call back again. Or call your local MP, because this is a nationwide cleanup. And this is the taxpayers' money. And this initiative is for the Bahamian people, but it's not going to be effective unless you get involved. So if you're seeing abandoned cars, dialect vehicles on the side of the road, you can give a call to the Ministry of Public Health and they'd send a team to come and remove it. Or look at the candidates. I mean, the street generals or the street captains who was walking along the damn candidates for the respective area. Their job now, and this is what I'm instructing and giving both parties to the guys who campaign for the candidates who voice their opinion, say this is a good poison he or she to vote for. Well, they're in power now. So now the same way you went around and you got people to listen to you during the campaign trail, and you might inspire them to vote for that particular candidate. Your job now is to go back in that same particular community and help those same residents that you helped get that member, that candidate, to be elected to the House of Parliament and do some good in your community so that you can show that you're not just getting a paycheck, but you're also giving back. So you can receive a paycheck for the work you did as being a campaign general. Now you can give back to the community because you were still receiving a contract from that particular member of Parliament in that area. So I'm encouraging behemoths in these particular areas, Mason Addition, Bantan, Angleston, Chippenham, Fox Hill. If you see bulk waste in your community or chew a corner or on the side of a house, because if I listen closely, I was reading it last week, and the ministry said that they are going in the back of yards, on the side of yards, they're looking to buy abandoned houses from persons who would leave these houses there for 50, 60 years, and these houses are a real problem and an eyesore to the community, very dangerous, because criminals who use these places as a place of business, a place to stash, a place to hide out from the authorities when they are looking for them. You know, in a place where people go to harbor to do sexual intercourse, and then a lot of other stuff occur in these particular houses and complexes that are abandoned. So it's a good initiative. So I'm encouraging Bahamians, stop dropping the trash. Go on Google, look up the Ministry of Health. There should be a number there that you could call, and I guarantee you they would send you a bin. And you can, if you want to ask for assistance, I think they would send assistance also to come to your particular need. So please call the Ministry of Health. Go on Google, the Ministry of Health or the Ministry of Environment. Check with your local MP, because there is a cleaning campaign going. So people, the Bahamas is dirty, okay? Use the taxpayers' money and the opportunity of the programs that are available to benefit you. I just wanted to say that. Okay, so go on Google, look up Ministry of Health, and ask for assistance. And also, if there's a dark spot where there needs light in your community, because lighting is very important, you also could call the Ministry of Health, because this initiative that the government has gone full steam is asking for persons in the community that if they see a dark spot or a blind spot that needs light, call, and they would assist and help BPL turn on the lights in that particular area, or put up lights in that particular area. Because all this is important to dealing with the poverty issue and crime in our country. Okay? I just wanted to say that. So I hope you're listening, because I want people to know who up their businesses around the country. You know, like I said, you might have a wonderful and beautiful business, but across the road on the side of you is a filthy yard. It doesn't go good with the health and the beautification of the neighborhood. So I know things are tough and we're trying to get back to normal. But at the same time, we have to say to ourselves, you know, we have a business. It might not be our responsibility to clean up the next yard, but it looked bad on us because the rats, centipede, flies that, you know, your place could be clean, but the flies there, someone chose a dead dog, someone comes to buy some chicken wings and fries and et cetera, some coffee or whatever, breakfast or whatever, and they're standing there. But the next yard or yard down the road is filthy, and the flies come out, and the people are getting nice, good home-cooked food, good breakfast, and they're spending. There's wonderful business, but there's a problem. Problem is, there's one or two lots in the corner that shouldn't be there. So as a business owner or community leader, it's your job to find meaningful ways on how you can improve your business in that community. So I'm advising business owners also around the country, if you see a yard that is in proximity of your business that needs to get cleaned up, just look up a Google, call the Ministry of Health, and they're more than happy to assist you, okay? Because there's this initiative of cleaning up the Bahamas, because the Bahamas needs a cleanup, okay? And then the second half of the show, after we talked about Keith Bell's comment, we will talk about what is being the mind of the young females and young males that they would go off a scene and then come back with a firearm and then execute. And now they are wanted. What is going through their minds when they leave to go get this firearm and when they return? And then how do they feel after they've committed this offense? Because there only could be two things. Either you're going to get apprehended by the police, or you're going to get killed by the police, or these treatments, or you're going to get killed by somebody who you hurt. All right? So my producer tonight is Ali Roll. And I would like for Ali Roll to please put a comment on the Nassau Guardian on what illegal immigration crisis the Bahamas is not facing, according to the Minister of Labor, Honorable Keith Bell.
And let me indicate too that those, we're not only dealing with the immigrants who are irregular migrants who are coming here by boat, we're also dealing with those who are actually here in our country. And our repatriation numbers speak to this. And so far for the year, this year alone, we have repatriated in excess of 1,800 irregular migrants back to Haiti, which is very significant. And we have repatriated, and I'll give you the precise numbers, we've repatriated a total of 2,443 irregular migrants to Haiti, Jamaica, Venezuela, Dominican Republic, and of course to Cuba and other countries. And so it isn't that we are not continuing to do taking a very aggressive approach when it comes to immigration. First of all, we're being humane, we're ensuring due process, and we're ensuring that those who are coming to our country through illegal means, that they are arrested, they receive due process, they are treated with the highest degree of humanity, and that they are repatriated immediately.
Okay, he also stated, if we go further, he would say that, you know, we don't have a problem with immigration. There's no immigration crisis in the country. Now, as you can see, he gave good statistics on how many nationals from Haiti, Jamaica, and Venezuela that were shipped back out of the country because they were here illegally and overstayed or probably got here illegally in the country. And I think that is a plus, okay? Which I think is a plus. Coming from a standpoint when he said we don't have a crisis, like I say, you know, I think the minister, Mr. Bell, has drastically changed his last stance as the minister. He has presented himself as a real professional, as a new minister. He has been calm and collect. In his attitude, his voice is being humble to the BM in public. So that is a plus for us as citizens in the country. So this is not a talk on Mr. Bell. It's just the fact that I'm going to give something when he said there's not a crisis. Now, there's the crisis, Mr. Bell. If you look in inner city communities early in the morning and you look on Market Street, you look on Nassau Street, you look on Carmichael Road, you would see a vast problem of illegal immigrants, whether Jamaicans, Venezuelans, or Jamaicans here in the country. And I want to be quite frankly to those who listen to the show, I'm not a racist. I believe that we all are black people came from Africa, right? I believe all of us, you know, are one. But at the same time, we were all put in strategic position for very strict purpose. Those who obey God and follow God's and his commandments, he said the Father would heal them. There are many of us who are black or white, don't believe in what's right and what's wrong. Some people just believe in evil. I'm not saying this is a particular set of people, because even us here who say we're a Christian nation, many of us are not Christian. In fact, recently, if you look at all of these things that are happening in our country today, I wouldn't consider the Bahamas a Christian nation. I think we were scared away from being a Christian nation because we are not sharing love. Love is key to being Christ. And if we're not showing love, then we can't be Christ or be Christians, first of all. And based on all the high rate of crime and sexual abuse and what's going on in our country every day on the news, in a 21/7, including 700 keys, but about 7 or 9 major islands, Freeport, Apaco, New Providence, Miguana, et cetera, on Harper Island and Eleuthera, places where we have a high population of Bahamians. I would say, you know, we say we as a Christian nation, but we're far from being a Christian nation, because the bad is outdoing the good in this country. Okay, so when Sabadina finds or Debbie Ferguson go win a gold medal, you know, we cheer. But the bad of the murders that happen after they win this gold medal suppresses that gold medal, that one or two lives that is lost, and it keeps on coming after that. It takes away the positive in our country, because we're not showing love. And we have to find preventative ways on how we could change the mindset of our males and females in this country and our adults. Because we even see in right now where we have a principal and a teacher were going at it. And now we are seeing where they're having a strike or a demonstration to remove this principal based on he or she attitude on the work site. So when you see one or more person gathering together, Not necessarily they're always right, but in this case, you're seeing a lot of people get together and they're pointing the finger at the principal. That means the principal has a bad attitude. And again, some people say that's Christian, but they're not applying it on their work site or to their business establishment they own. They're not treating their workers properly. They're talking to them any type of way, but saying they're Christian. You know, or they don't like somebody, or they don't like this. So, and I'm saying this with people who live in the community, and they're saying they're Christian. But when you really look at it, they're worse than people who aren't Christian. So to say we're a Christian nation, there are many people in the country who are real Christians, mind you, and they're doing and sharing the love. But that is getting outdue by the bad. Just like how I said about the gold medal winners, you know, they're getting outdue by the bad in our country. You know, so living in the inner city community, Keith Bell said that's not a crisis. He's talking about those who came here illegally many years ago are now here in the country and stagnated. Many didn't apply when they age at, I think they said you're supposed to apply at the age of 18. I'm talking about Haitian nationals. I'm talking about Jamaicans and Americans or Europeans. So mainly, you know, we talk about the Haitian nationals, which is our brothers and our sisters. But like I said before, we have something to protect here in the country because we don't want to end up like how other countries end up when they don't deal with certain matters that are important. And we have a problem with immigration, our problem. If you walk around the street at night, Mr. Keith Bell, put on your uniform, catch your bodyguard, and ride and sit down on these streets and see what you would see with your own eyes. Look at early in the morning on Michael Road, see what you see. Look on each street on the back of the trucks. Look at walking the streets. You're talking about safety, about national security, and we need more, not you, Mr. Bell. This is just a statement in the news, just part here, where we need more defense force officers. We need way more defense force officers. We need more immigration officers in this country, right? In fact, I think the immigration department is laid back, and I'm going to comment on that as soon as I finish commenting on the fact about the nationals. Every day, you see a new face, and they ain't no behemoth. Now, I want to be very clear. I'm not attacking no Haitian nationals as a Haitian national, okay, or Jamaican national, okay? Everyone has to live and wants a better life. I don't despise people who come in to look for a better life in a different country. But there's rules and regulations you have to pass, else we, as Bahamian people, you know, our resources right now is being stretched to the tennis. You know, if you look at the COVID-19 pandemic, a prime example, you know, my partner organization, Lena Hahn, I watched them observe, and then they passed it on to the church, you know, they're partnering, so there was so much in need that we also partnered with the local church under Miss Gibson and her husband, through Comfort Street. And to the food distribution, I was just watching it. And like I said, indiscriminately, I love the help. I'm still helping all kind of people through the organization, Lena Hahn Bahamas, okay? And I watch and observe, and I watch the food distribution around this time. The majority of people who was receiving this food were Haitian nationals in the country, okay, on the food lines and food stamps were Haitian nationals on the line, okay? Then we have illegal nationals who come here on boats or however how they get you. They are swamping the island and they come looking for work, okay? And that's happening in our country right now, all right? There are so much screens faces you're seeing in Nassau, New Providence. So we need looking for crime to spiral out. That means someone here comes here illegally, they're here, and things are tough, and they decide to take a life of crime. We can't trace these people back because they're not in the system, okay? Because they just reach, and they're desperate. Some are decent law-abiding citizens, but they broke the law to get you. And they're desperate when they come here. So some people who come with that mentality from these countries, which we have the same mentality here in the country now. But that brings more desperation in our country. And these people go unchecked, and they roam in the streets. And Mr. Bell is saying that we don't have a crisis. We've been having a crisis a long time in this country. And to those who are here in this country, this is not for you guys, all right? What has happened is that everyone has family here. So what I said, who were here 40, 50 years ago, or 70 years ago, and they're here, and they have children, but they still have family back home. And some of them is going to feel sorry for their family or friend who's trapped back in that country, you know, with violence and poverty, and they want to help them any way possible. So they use up the resources that they achieve here in the country, and they ship it back to try to get them over here. But what they ain't really thinking properly is that it's going to hurt us in the long run. Okay? Because we don't have high unemployment here in the country now. Okay? We're trying to restart now under this administration. We have high a crime rate. You know, where we have over 100 murders so far. And this is not going to slow down no time soon. Okay? You know, there's no major industry in the country for people to work full scale or large scale, where we say we have 15,000 or 20,000 people are employed at our manufacturing companies to build cars or salt or anything that's natural in the country. We have not yet reached that stage. So we're in a crisis. So when these people, right, go and try to help their family who really needs the help, right? And they do all they can of these little jobs they do here in the country, would be him is turning down these $100 job, $50 job. That is plenty of money back in Haiti, Jamaica, and Venezuela. So they ship this money back just to help, you know, right? Their family or friend, just for a better life. Just like how we right now are looking for a better life in our country right now in the Bahamas, they do the same thing. And when they bring these people over here, you know, they get you illegally. So they hide. And then they go have sex. And when they go have sex, they have children because they get this gimmick. And I listen to my good friend Louis George. I listen to my good friend Adrian Francis. And Mr. Francis is the one who's fighting for the Bahamian people. He's also bringing information out, you know. And then Louis George, you know, he's trying to do his best because he's a humanitarian. And like I say, that's his people. He's a Bahamian, but he's also a Haitian national. So he got to look out more for Haitian national, even though he live in the Bahamas and he want to speak good, you know, and he got to be neutral. So it's a hard pill to swallow, just like how I'm here discussing this now, because I still want people to live good. You know, I feel for them, but at the same time, it's causing a lot of hardship and a lot of expense on the taxpayers here in the country, because when they go off children, right, they duck the hospital, but they put the children to get, you know, when they're pregnant and then the baby gets registered. Then it's upon the Bahamas, because we have to treat people humanely according to the international law, you know, that's CARICOM, and we are part of that. So we have no choice but to start to give the child health care. And then if they do not apply times to 18, they'd still be living here, then we can't really send them back. But according to the rules, they say anyone born who is a Haitian national, born to Haitian mom, is Haitian, you know, regardless wherever you live, right? That is true. And like I say, I want those who are listening, I'm not a racist. I don't hate nobody. But we have to put in perspective that some things that we are doing are actually hurting us in this country. That's why we can't find a lot of jobs for Bahamians. Okay? All right? And even though we absorb this, we can't keep on absorbing it because the people are going to keep on coming to the country illegally, right? And then they're going to have children. And then after a while, these children are going to say they have a stake in your country. Right? And the regular taxpayers who are working hard, paying their light bill, their taxes, and et cetera, because we sign on to treaties where we have to help people, that's our funds going to humanitarian aid. But then in turn, people are using that to still help and bringing other people for them to come and have more babies here. If you come in the country, I don't understand why our government is allowing people to just have babies, and they're saying illegally, you don't have no documents saying you come on the plane or come on the boat. But then after a while, we have to let these kids in the preschool. And like I said, this is not me talking about people, but it's the fact that we have to recognize and try to change some things and do some things legal so that we can have a structure. Because without laws in the country, and we're breaking them, it's going to eventually come back to haunt us, and it's haunting us right now as we speak, because I'm telling you what is happening in our country. All right? So people's going to take advantage. So they're taking advantage. Our heart is soft. My heart is soft. Yes, my heart is soft. I love Haitian people. I love Jamaican people. I love European people. But I don't want no one taking me for no fool. All right? You understand? Because people will be overtaken advantage. And some people coming here illegally, and they're helping children after children. If things are tough in Haiti and you're coming to the bond, why you want to keep on helping children after children? Because it's a gimmick. It's a plan. And we need to look at the matter and find ways how we can stop it. Because if we don't, we're going to take on responsibility that we ain't supposed to take on. We're doing it right now in this country. You know, where I'm going to run? I can't go to Haiti or go to Jamaica. They're going to say, I have everything in the Bahamas. You think they're going to treat me with open arms when they go to these places? If teens was able to get so bad in the country that they get to run from the country? You think I could go get a squad of land in Jamaica or Venezuela when I get there illegally and talking about that's my land or I entitled people that care? You'll never find my bones. You can't do it in their country. So why do it here? And our government's saying we don't have a crisis. Mr. Bell, do you walk around in National Providence and see what's going on in our country? Do you watch when the food distribution, when the COVID-19, you went to our Great Commission, Lenahan, our Great Cliff? You look on the line? Most of those people just lying in this Nassau, New Providence. Yeah, I'm talking about the people who've been here for a long time, and many of them have not gone through the proper channels, but they're here. So I could live with those said because they could get it right. But these new people are coming here, and they're just immediately, they're coming here pregnant, they're having babies. So this is a problem for us as a country. And I'm not talking and discriminating against nobody. Because I know I can't leave here and go to America and go do it. I can't leave here and go, these other countries do it. I have to make the Bahamas a better place for me and for those who live in here in this country. Okay? And you are people who come with rules and regulation. And you look on the news. Bahamians are killing Bahamians, right? We're here. But if you look at the news, you see all the last set of names. You would see certain names. And like I said, I'm not discriminating, just facts. Bahamians are doing the same thing as well. But when you look at it, you'll see the large scale of people of Haitian descent, you know, who are either killing their own in the country. And that's something that could come from the hometown and come here to National Providence. And we can't allow that kind of attitude to come in our country. We already have it here for many years. And you see the chicken come home the roast now. Okay? So if you want to comment, like I said, I have no problem with Haitian people. I have a lot of Haitian friends. But I see a lot of illegal smuggling going on and the people doing it for money. And they're bringing people in this country that's illegal. They're having children here. And all of us here are paying the price. And our government is taxing us to take care of, you know, so it's a tricky situation. Okay, we're going to take this one call on Inside Inner City. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City. Go ahead, caller.
I'd like to comment.
You can comment. Go ahead, ma'am.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm fine.
You laid it out pretty well with the problem that Keith Bell is saying that we don't have. And nobody is trying to be xenophobic, but they always try to say that when a Bahamian citizen speaks up, you know?
Yes.
We could all understand that, especially the person, people from Haiti, you know, we understand that, you know, they want a better life. We could all understand that, but we also want a better life for our own Bahamian citizens. We have a lot of Bahamians that are living below the poverty line.
Yes.
And as you well noted and pointed out, during Dorian, most of the persons getting a large portion of the you know, aid were Haitians, right? When Bahamians, you know, couldn't get a lot of what they needed.
Yes.
And we have to be careful of that as a small country.
Yes.
We don't have a problem helping our brothers and sisters, you know, of these other nations, but we have to be careful, and we have a lot of Bahamians that speak out against it, and when you call in to talk shows and talk about it, the first thing they want to say, oh, you hate. Yeah. And it's not
hate.
Not everybody
hates.
You know, it's not about hate. It's not about hate. It's about, you know, you are a sovereign country with citizens, with a country that is in debt, and we need to, you know, be careful, you know, that, you know, we don't neglect our own people.
Yes.
To take care of another country. And, you know, this problem has been around for, my God, I'm almost 60, and I mean, as a child, 9 years, I mean, I've been hearing about it.
Yes.
And, you know, if you stick your head in the sand and you don't acknowledge
that there's a problem,
you ain't gonna ever try to fix it.
That's right.
You understand? So I like how you laid it out. You laid it out, and you continue to say it's not about hate. It's not about all of that. And there are other nationalities, too. But the largest population of people that come here illegally, and it doesn't matter why they come here. We have a country. We have Bahamians. No Bahamians. See, like, you know, you'd feel okay. Not really okay, but you kind of digest it better if every Bahamian citizen in this country wasn't hurting the way they are. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, everyone are right now.
Okay, so, you know, we just have to acknowledge we have an issue. We haven't really addressed it well for years and years and years. Let's deal with it.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, you have persons coming having babies, and that's the plan. It's a plan.
It's a plan. It has to be a plan, because you're coming from poverty. You're saying you're running away from poverty, but you're coming in, you're having all these children, you know. It's a plan.
It is a plan, right? So you're having your children here. You're taking advantage of our constitution. So we, the people and the government, listen to the people. Look at the constitution and say, okay, now let's see how we could fix this, right?
Yes.
And stop trying to say, like, there's an issue. There is an issue. It's a big issue.
Do you think he'd be riding around Nassau in the province to see early in the morning or late in the night?
No, but you tell him you invited him. I invite him as well as a concerned citizen. Please do. I know where he living.
I don't know where he living.
Living here, I mean, you know, you could go, you know, for example, right?
Go ahead.
My family, we have what they call generation property, which they say is not acknowledged in law. Okay, but everybody know in the island, okay, that's the Russell property, that's the Roll property, that's the, okay, all the grandsons live here.
Yes, ma'am.
We have persons that are coming here illegally, they're squatting, they renting out the other Haitians who are illegal on our property. That can't be right.
That's why I say they're taking advantage. They're taking advantage of us.
They've taken advantage of us, and they have for a long period of time, because we are a Christian nation, as they say. You know, we're spiritual people. We say, oh, them people just want to live. No, but now them people want to take advantage of us, and we can't have it. We have to really look and see how we could fix this in law, right? Because they're now using our constitution against us, and it's wrong.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, too much new faces coming in the country. We could deal with who will be in your 30, 40 years and have children, but we can't deal with this new influx, because everywhere you look now, early in the morning, you're seeing these things. That's a danger. You don't know who in your country. You don't know who in your country.
You don't know who come in here, so you can't say when the Charge d'Affaires of Haiti said 150,000.
Uh-huh.
He must even know what he's saying.
He know exactly what he's saying.
Yeah, but the government deny it.
Yeah.
But they don't come out with their own citizens. They look, we have a count. We know that's not true. No, they couldn't even say that.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's alarming, because it's the responsibility of the government to protect the citizens
and the country.
And this country.
Yes, yes, and that's not protecting it.
Listen, you stay right on that track, because it's right. And all they need to do, you know, people that need to stop being so defensive in government and just acknowledge, okay, yes, we have a problem. This is what we're doing, A, B, and C. This is how we're going to address it. Okay, instead of being, oh, we don't have a problem. We have a problem.
I thought Keith Bell must be smoking or drinking or something when he said that.
I'm serious, and it's terrible because, like I said, we have Bahamian citizens of this country living below the poverty line.
Yes.
Every Bahamian citizen in this country should have access to water in their home. They shouldn't be going to those thickets out by the road, toting water. What's that about? That's terrible.
Yes.
Anyway.
You did a wonderful job.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. And like I said, this is fact. This is not racism. This is not somebody who hates a next race. I don't hate nobody. Eh? I'm just telling you what happened to our country. Look around. Here's the thing. Around the pandemic, CIA is watch and observe. And I have many people. Like I said, I'm not attacking those who have been here for a very long time. You're part of this country. But for those who are smuggling people and bringing their family who don't have no legal status here in the country, that is treason. All right? That is treason. You see, you're supposed to protect the country. You're here. So protect the bombers. Not overflow the bombers with other people's responsibility. Okay. Let me see what I was going to say now. When the pandemic was going on, and they opened the MoneyGram situation. Now, I want to say this. The Bahamas, according to when I listened to Graham the last time, our GDP is like $7 billion a few years ago. That's what floats through the Bahamas annually. It could be up to $10 billion now annually. That is beyond our disposal, what we make as a country that does investment, et cetera. And when I was looking and I would say, why are the people over the hill is unemployed? And where's the money? We have 7 million visitors and approximately, I can't give a statistics on how much money they spend. But just say, before the pandemic, we were roughly bringing in probably $500-600 million a year off all the cruise line industry and cruise ship that comes to the Bahamas to bring visitors that spends money on Bay Street. And normally, when I read, I would all see armor truck with like two police cars leaving Central Bank, downtown Bay Street, and normally would head to the airport. And then as I do some study, people was telling me who wake in the bank and is telling me, so that's the money that the Americans don't want their U.S. dollars unaccounted for. So they try to get back as much of the money that the tourist who comes on the cruise ship brings into the country or by plane brings in the country. And they want the majority of it back. And what they do is all the money that's spent downtown and to the local scrum market and et cetera, they gather it up. And they spend them to the shops, and then the shops gives the money, the American money, to their account. Like the business establishment accumulates a certain amount of American dollars, and they put it and send it to the bank. The bank changes that money. The bank gets that money, stocks it up, and then they ship it out. And the majority of the money is sent to Canada and Europe. Canada and America. That's the same armored truck you see leave Central Bank like every 2 to 3 months, and they go to the airport. Well, like I said, I did some research, and they said it goes to Canada or the U.S. So that means millions of dollars would leave the country. $600 million would probably leave the country every quarter or whatever. I can't say, but I know it's that proximity. And then I look at where it's going to, like Europe and et cetera. And then you would see in that the money is split up. Then when I look at money would go into the U.S. from Bahamians who have family here, you would see certain amount. But what goes to Haiti, the money that lives here, that is acquired here, that is accumulated here, and that's the money like someone leaving the yard, they make $50 and et cetera. Like I say, that's a little bit of money to Bahamians, but it's plenty of money to countries that dollar is not par with the U.S. So that money is shipped back out. But think about this. I can't remember the exact estimate number they gave on how much money is left to go to Haiti from out the Bahamas. And then it's in the millions. What if we were to find some way of slowing that down? Like I said, people have family and they're using the Bahamas as a way they could feed their family. There's nothing wrong with it, but there's something wrong with it. See, because you're taking away what's supposed to be for the Bahamas. And that's why poverty leads to crime. Because the money now that is making on Bay Street, that is making in the Bahamas, is being shipped out. And us as Bahamians who are here, who can't find no one employment, are left to bicker amongst one another. All right? So all the money just lives. And it's estimated that, they say, close to 70 to 80% or probably even 90% of Bahamians don't have $1,000 in the bank. Yeah, not Bahamian people. So what that means, people are making money from here in this country, they're shipping it out to help their family, and they have a respectable country. And here's something that us Bahamians, why we're so laid back. That same little $50 or $100 they're sending back to their home, they're building a big house back home. Why is we here? We can't even find an apartment or a house to live in. You understand? That's as serious as it is. So when we are talking about the people here in the country, they're shipping their money back to Haiti, Jamaica, to Europe, and they're building their bagels and having a bright family. Like I said, everyone wants to help their family. But we have to help ourselves as Bahamians. Okay, we're going to take this call. Go ahead, call out. You're on Inside In the City.
Hey, Scoochie, what's happening?
Everything all right. Good night.
Yeah, this stopper here. Listen, everything you and your guests, the people who call in, are saying are correct. And, you know, we've been down this road a million times. You understand me? And it seems as if all successive governments have played the Bahamian people. You know, when you, old people say, you open a can of worms.
Yes, sir.
Once you get them millions of worms come a day, it's very difficult to get them back in there. You can't get them back in there.
No, we can't.
And that is the situation what we are faced with now.
Mm.
And Keith Bell and all of them, you know, I say he needs to resign. You understand me? But my main purpose for calling.
Go ahead, sir.
We are Bahamian. Ready to use a paper Bahamian, naturalized, whatever kind of Bahamian, indigenous Bahamian.
I understand.
We live here.
Yes, sir.
This is our home. I want to hear us the day that when we stop finding excuses for being Bahamian.
Mm.
You understand me? In terms of, I'm not xenophobic. Oh, I'm not this. Listen, I home. I could be whatever I want to be in my house.
Yes, sir.
If I don't want to like Americans, I don't have to like them.
Yes,
I home.
I
if I don't want to like Jamaicans, I don't have to. I home. If I want to be xenophobic in my house,
mm-hmm.
that's my business. You go where you live. I can stay right here and be xenophobic. If I want to be the lovingest person in the world, I home.
Yes, sir.
So we need to stop our behemoth. Everybody who speak about this immigration system. Oh, I don't want nobody to think we're saying it. It's so flick. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's almost cuss-cruzy. So what?
Yes, sir.
We home.
Yes, sir.
What did you say, Scrooge?
Yes, sir. And we're not trying to take over no one's land on
exactly.
Yeah.
So we don't need to say we have an immigration problem and then, oh, I don't want you to think I hate this one and that one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
That's basic. That's the and keep, geez. Man, listen, we need to do something about these governments. The FNM and the PLP,
yeah.
We honestly need to, but we still got some pundits out there.
Yes, sir.
Who color is all that matters to them.
Yeah, that's what happened in the country now. You're right.
Yeah, we need to become nationalists now.
Yes.
After 50 years of this back and forth, the Bahamian people could clearly see we are being played.
Yeah,
the only difference is when the FNM or the PLP get their different players, but
yeah.
they do the same thing to the Bahamian people. Mm. Look at the light bill.
Going up
look at the light bill.
Mm-hmm.
Every time these fellas get in, light bill got to go up there and all the excuses, the war in Russia. Them people is dealing with natural gas and thing, man. And they ain't cut back the barrels of oil yet.
Yeah.
So the price of fuel ain't gone up yet. But that's what the politicians blaming it on.
Yeah.
You understand me? But we know. Why are we still dealing with Shell?
We have some behemoths here who own parts of Shell. They have shares in Shell. We have some behemoth people, typhoons here who live in the country who are behemoths who have shares in Shells.
Exactly. We know that we got you use the correct way, the oil and gas tycoons.
Right in the bombers. Who are behemoths? Who are behemoths? Who are involved in both political parties?
Exactly.
Yes.
See, the PLP then win now, so with the Guy Brave, they obviously had to sort itself out. Mm-hmm. Now, the second and third year is our time to make money. The tycoons.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, behemoths, let's stop apologizing for being behemoths. Thanks for taking my call, Scrooge.
It's my pleasure. And thanks for the comment about callers. Yeah. He's giving us mode for that. His opinion, you can't believe him. He's saying he is home. He is not trying to invade no one home. He is not trying to increase taxes, increase health care in another man or woman's country. He said he is home. That means, you know, he could be the most loving person, eh? And whatever, but he is home in his house. So if he is home in his house, he could be anywhere he want. You understand? Because he is not trying to invade or try to bring unwanted stress and pressure to the next man country. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City.
Yes, sir. Good night.
Good night to you.
Yeah, you know, Scrooge, what bothering me right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Bahamas government sending police to the Texan Gagas, right?
Yeah.
And you know, why did they send police to Haiti? So that means so you go and take advantage of a small nation, but you scared to go in Haiti where they can shoot back at you. You know? And you know, you had a caller to talk about going to the pump. You know, why are we still going to the pump? Who's responsible for that? After 50 years, we still got citizens got to go to the pump. What's going on with that? Hello?
I listen to you talking. Go ahead.
And then you get governments coming to power, but all the government wouldn't let people go to the pump. Come on, man. You know, it shouldn't be having a reason to go to the pump.
No.
You see? But anyway, we all we need to do is just follow this money, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the situation with people in the city, just follow this money.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, we live in a hurricane zone, but wouldn't build condominium style. We wouldn't build 3 and 4 story size. I don't know why. But like I say again, all we need to do is follow the money. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for calling in. I get some text messages and states here. Man, I agree. Be home. The call is correct. Man, the bombers be scared to go to shantytowns. Talking about Haiti. Man, let's get real. Keith Bell, wake up. Yeah, Keith Bell, so you dropped the ball because you can't, like the lady said, you couldn't possibly be living in the bombers. Right? Even though you're doing a good job and repatriating all that. And I like to say this to the immigration office. I think the immigration office should be, and this is just for the illegal immigrants who are coming on these boats, who are actually then smuggling from people of, it could be Bahamian descent, who are smuggling illegal immigrants in the country because of money. I listened to Adrian Francis a few weeks when he's on the show, and he made reference to the fact that it's a smuggling problem going on. So it's not even about wanting to help. For some people who are doing the smuggling, it's with money, and they destroy this country. You know, and that's what I like to say to the Immigration Department. I think the Immigration Department has done a lousy job. Here's why. I don't see no immigration on these streets of National Providence. I see more illegal immigrants walking the streets than the immigration officers who are supposed to be the police officers. So I would say to the Ministry of Immigration, who is the director of that, you guys are doing a poor job. If you guys be visible on the street, you guys need to be toting guns. You guys need to be on the streets from morning to night. And areas, frequent these areas on a regular basis, not come once and then see you next 6 months. No, we need all hands on deck with the Ministry of Immigration. We need immigration officers to be armed I mean, immigration officers to be going in the Michael Road area and the Shantytown areas. We need them to be going in the inner city communities, you know. And we also need to come down on people who are ratting, illegal immigrants who come on boat, who get smuggling. See, I'm talking about the asset. I'm talking about the set who get smuggling. I'm not talking about the people who are being here 30 years, you know, and they are behemoths. I'm talking about the set who are coming on the boat now, who are coming to the Bahamas. They want a better life, but there's a smuggling problem going on, and they're here illegally. And once they touch down, they hit the bushes. There are people who rent places out to them, and they stock up, all right? We need to get after these people. We need to get after these landlords. We need to get after these people who are allowing them to be harbored in these places, okay? I just wanted to say that. We're going to take this call. Go ahead, caller. You're on the inside in the city. Ali, I think we get this caller, and then we're going to talk about the thing that happened in Champa.
That's good.
Yes, good night, sir.
Listen, we need to have a comprehensive situation towards this immigration problem. We need national security.
Yes.
And we also need immigration.
Yes.
I think, and also in immigration, if people's going to come to work here, they need to let them be in Haiti, let them apply.
Yes.
And prior to them come, once they approve, it need to be adequate housing.
Right.
Allocated by the person who's going to employ them.
Yes.
They need one day, once they reach, but it should be pending, predicated on they checking their body and make sure they verify.
Yes.
And all that stuff. Secondly, I think what we need to do, national security, need to do a consensus and give everybody a national ID.
Mm.
Whether it's not going to be a part of the our national insurance.
Mm.
And then also we need to do a national security, need to do a resident ID.
Yes.
For example, in your house, you need to say exactly who's living in your house.
Yeah.
And it should be a register that you verify my mother there, my sister there, my brother there, and that's who lived there.
Makes sense.
And it needs to be applied to that national ID. This ID should be used when you're getting on the bus to verify a system so you can track. So if you're going downtown, you got to swipe that card, even though you're paying. So we know where you're going. You can't get in no hotel. You can't get in no plane. You can't get in no family island.
I agree.
You see, if you do this, you can track people where they're going. So if you come on, but if you need that ID, and then we have immigration wardens that can ask people to check. All they have is a machine checking. So they go downtown and say, you see, if you stop them now, right, they can say, how do you know who's a Bahamian? But if you have a national ID and you tell someone to present their ID
as an
immigration warden, you just swipe it and you can see where they live,
yes,
who their family members are,
and who signed for them to come over and work permit.
You see what I'm saying? And I'm saying that's for everybody in the country.
Yes, yes.
But for immigrants, they will know who employed them,
yes,
and where they're living,
yes.
And then the good thing about it, the government can probably get revenue because. If the tax is not paid on that dwelling where they're living, then the government could go back and say, we're not going to let you live in that until the taxes are brought forward.
It makes sense.
You know?
Yes,
with respect to the my Haitian brother, well, who have two parents that Haitian nationals and they're born here, I think they should regularize these people.
Yes, I agree.
Because they, you know, they are brothers and sisters, they're born here.
I agree fully.
If, you know, but I'm saying if mommy and daddy came here illegally now. Now, if my sister and brother were even born here, but your mommy and daddy came here 30 years ago, and they work, and then they pay no national insurance, I'll go try to track that person who they work for.
Yes.
And say, or tell the kids, listen, we could give mommy a residence, you know.
That's
right.
But
mommy been here 25 years.
Yes.
Pay us 12 years of taxes, back
yes.
taxes.
Yes, yes. So
and then we'll consider her application.
Yes.
And mommy could stay here.
Yes,
and you can renew her.
Yes.
You can renew her every year after
after
that.
Yes.
You know, so we're not going to send mommy home here because mommy already be outbuilt.
That's
but
right.
You have to give us some of that taxes back.
Yes, sir.
Because we have nothing in the system.
That's
and get some money, man.
Yes,
get
sir.
Get some money. We're not trying to be, I don't think we should be mean to,
no,
you know,
sir.
To our brothers and sisters.
No.
You know, the black is like us. We never know. With global warming, we never know how the situation might subside.
We might have to run
but
there for
two. Let's do it humanely, and let's do it the proper way, because you can't go to nobody's country and be let in illegally. If you go to the U.S. and they catch you and you've been living there 50 years,
they
would send you back.
You
so you get 60.
You correct. Yes, sir.
Ready or family? They don't
you're
care.
Correct. Yes.
And you know what I mean? So let's do it the right way. Let's put our heads together and get a comprehensive immigration policy and make it equitable to everyone and let it make sense.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I mean?
Yes, sir.
And get some money out of the system. You being here, okay, we will not send you back, but you got to pay these taxes.
And she'd feel more comfortable now. She'd feel more comfortable now. No, she's a resident now. And
Of course. Because once the kid's growing up now,
they
are Bahamian.
Yes.
So you say, look here, they don't want mommy go back.
That's right.
Or daddy go back.
Yes.
So they'll say, listen, we can work a system where you can pay us.
Yes.
They've been here 25 years. Okay, give us 12 years and a half.
Yes.
Taxes.
That makes sense.
You do a true social service,
true
medical, and NHI, something.
To give them early education.
Education, let's get something back and let's move forward.
Yes,
once
sir.
You pay that, we would regularize mommy every year.
Yes.
We'll give her, she can stay because that's mommy and daddy.
Yes, sir.
What do you think?
Mansa, I always tell people, if you want to find solution, you'd find people like yourself and the lady who called who would give the right solution. For theirs who are listening now, that is a perfect solution for some of the problems that we face right now with illegal
immigration. Yeah, but what is key? We need a national ID then you can create jobs because the wardens will now stop anybody. They can stop me and say, give me your ID.
Yes.
And when they swipe it, they can say, hey, you cool.
Yes.
But anybody's not in the system, you catching the bus and they have that National Security have that system on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
They know I go on downtown.
Yeah.
They know everybody you check on that bus.
The
criminals and everybody, and they can track them, man.
Yeah.
Where you going?
Yeah. And what I'm seeing so much boldness. You know, I'm seeing so much boldness now. You know, and that is a problem. You understand? So much boldness going on.
So let's say example, right? If you track everybody in the bus and you got someone who was convicted for something. That goes right into the intelligence of the police.
And you can ship
them
they
up. Know where that bus going.
Yes.
And they know who on that bus.
Yes.
So they can intercept that bus right away.
Yes. Because you never know who's leaving the country, come over here, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But not only that, they can't move around because if they don't have that ID.
Yes.
And not in the system,
and
you can pick them up.
And they won't be so bold no more.
And the ones could be in the community. You can put 50 ones in every community, let them track and plain clothes.
Yes, I agree.
You know?
Yes, I agree. And
anyway, that's my 2 cents.
No, your 2 cents was awesome. You might as well say 15 cents.
Awesome.
People out there have a lot of solutions. So you just got to have the topic. And then when you have the topic, you got to be able to bring it to people. So like, how am I able to bring this topic to the people? And they're able to respond in a nice fashionable manner with a nice conversation where we have a nice show that it doesn't hurt nobody because people... You know, are actually concerned about others, but we want things to be done properly in the country because it's a problem for us. We can't deal with all these babies born here illegally, and then they're not in the system. You know, we have to pay healthcare, national insurance, lighting, et cetera. No, man, we want to make sure that these people, like the caller said, you know, give mama a residency. She'd been there 25 years, and then if she continue, she could probably get citizenship. But her children are done in place now from their born to become Bahamian citizen because her mom is a resident and we can live and do these things like that. It makes sense. I get our two messages here. Let me tell you, it's the paper Haitian Bahamians who are smuggling their own Haitian people in the country. And that's what we're talking about right now. That's my opinion. They need to do a task force in that, and that's right. And they say they need to be in Haiti, especially children, and let them apply at 18 from Haiti. Keith Bell and the Prime Minister, we have a problem, a Haitian problem. Wake up. These people, these persons illegally, and their children should be given residency, not citizenship. Yes, and then you could get residency. And then if you continue to be a good citizen, start to contribute, you can become a citizen of the Bahamas. And that's the step we need to take, you know. That's the step we need to take. We have to protect the Bahamas. People are taking the Bahamas for granted, coming overseas illegally, and having children upon children, and you know things tough, I would advise them to keep your leg close until you could get yourself together. Apply the right way, and then slowly, gradually, you know, don't do that. be onto that now, you know, and it's hurting us. It's hurting us who are, even nationals who are living here, who are here legally. You know, it's hurting everyone right now. Are we going to take a break, hey? Okay, my producer saying we're going to take a break. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back on Inside Ada City on Garden Radio after the break.
Doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people I from. Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Ghetto. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke.
The Access Accelerator Small Business Development Center is here to help small businesses throughout the entire Bahamas. To better serve you, we've made it easier to contact us. Call 461-7232, WhatsApp 359-0626 or 359-2394, email helpdesk@sbdcbahamas.com or submit a ticket when you visit our help center at accessaccelerator.org. The Access Accelerator, empowering small business.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Good night. We are back on Guiding Radio 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Valentino Brown, a.k.a. Scoochie Scoojo Scoochie, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City that premieres every Friday at 6:30 to 8 p.m. And we are having a topic today on a comment made by Keith Bell, and Keith Bell is the Minister of Labor. And if he is saying that we don't have a problem, then I don't know where he's living, because he can't be living in the Bahamas, right? Can't be living in the Bahamas. That's why so many people now can't find no work, because we have desperate people coming here and they're getting all the small jobs, which they are big jobs, and there are nothing left for us, because we don't have a high unemployment in the country and we're just trying to get the economy started again. So, yeah. And that was a good comment made by the last caller. We're going to take this last call and I'm going to comment on the other topic. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, good night, Scoozy.
Good night, good night. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, I was good. I was prompted to call, you know, very interesting conversation. You know, the thing is, Scoozy, it's our fault. You know, the thing is the weakness within us, the schism between us, right? We have no common agenda. And so I listened to all the callers, and all of them were on point. And so, you know, they say I can't have Haitians or Haitian Bahamian friends, right? I don't know why we call them that anymore, but I call them my Bahamian friends of Haitian descent, right?
Yeah.
In the inner city. Scoozy, me and you know, we grew up together, and we always live in peace, right?
Yes.
All these years, Scoozy.
From my little.
What I'm saying is, why is it that they have to reuse this reverse psychology on us? I'm looking at the partial dispensing of justice as far as them. They get away with a lot of stuff, you know. Let's say with the building permits, building without the permits on the Crown line, et cetera, or private line, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Just building without permits in general. The government hasn't, I don't know if they pay fines for that, but if me and you do it, we pay a fine. There should be a fine. That should be a way to collect revenue. Something should be implemented in order to impede them from doing it, right?
Yeah.
Even after the injunction. I don't know what's the function of the injunction if they still keep billing, right?
Yeah.
And so it's a blatant disrespect. And then I'm looking at your boy, I called once last, C.A. Nuri, and I was talking about some conversation. I can't remember verbatim, but I eventually said that he illegal migration heightens crime, right? And so I think he said no crime is out. We know crime is out here without excessive migration.
Yes,
but
it's
let's
here.
Look at it. From you come illegal entry, it's a crime. You look at human trafficking, drug smuggling, gun running.
Yeah,
all the different supplementary things that can happen in illegal communities.
Yeah.
You know, we saw them, you know, environmental factors.
It is.
Until I was mad that he disagreed with me. I made a statement that was aphoristic. I didn't say in the show the data, but apparently, like, when you call God in and you try to voice an opinion, what about my rights to voice my opinion?
Well, like I said, no.
And so the fact that I live in the inner city, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have a lot of Haitian demon friends, and I can tell anyone that. And I just spend money at them, these laugh. As a matter of fact, man, listen to me. This is like normal. So what I'm saying is, I don't know where the schism come from, even with the young lady who was on Michelle Malcolm show the other day, with the Bahamian gang and Asian. This, I don't know where the schisms come from, right? But I could call countless soldiers, like, you know, who you grew up normal with, right?
Yeah.
Right? We know there's Haitian Bahamian them. They sound like us. They talk like
us. They were big gang leaders back in the day.
Why create the schism all of a sudden in schools? You know why? Because the government intentionally doing this. And let me tell you something, what is a great secret that most people don't know. There's an agenda, a globalist agenda to get rid of nation states and sovereignty.
Yes.
Don't understand that.
Yeah,
it's too deep.
That was it's
futile speaking.
That was what the COVID-19 was all about, to take away democracies. So we got a one-world government.
Man, listen, I tell you, man, you got to listen to me.
Somebody, man, you listening. Let me show you.
Everything is done incrementally, you know.
Listen.
Like I said, incrementalism is a tool.
Listen. Just recently, right, the new king, if you listen to one of his speech, he tell you that there's one coming greater than all the nations and all the armies put together. That's what the new king just stated a few days ago on the internet. So he says someone is coming greater than him. So
yeah, but I think he's the one. Of course, you know, he's following up global agendas for 30-something
but
years.
But I know what I'm saying. Listen, what I'm saying. See, this is what I'm saying to you. I'm saying to you, you heard out of his mouth. So if you heard it from him, and he's the most powerful man on earth, because when he became king, there has not been a king for 200 years that was prophesied. And they say, when he becomes
powerful,
king.
Right? Man, I'm so powerful, right?
Yeah, well, anyway.
They have to hide their power. People who understand it's concealed by misinformation and disinformation perpetrated by our political masters, right? And so what happened is they have to conceal their power. That's how much power they have. Even they have to conceal what they own.
Yeah.
A lot of people are allowed to get away with it. Mm. But they have their secret entities that run the world. And
what you mean?
That's like, you know,
a lot of people say, listen, let me sure I tell you this. A lot of people say there's no one world order. What you mean there's no one world order?
No, there's no one world order. HG has made a statement, and Hitler made a statement.
You know, Hitler made a statement. Vladimir Putin is fighting against the one world order. And he spoke about the one world order, and he's telling you why he's fighting against the one world order.
Vladimir
Putin, the Russian Prime Minister, he's talking about the one world order.
Also, it's a Vatican, not a Vatican priest, but it's a Catholic priest who spoke out also.
Okay, then.
You see, the thing is, there are many ways in which to be, all right, let's say our government, somebody went and sit down in a meeting with the Rothschilds, et cetera, and they discussed this COVID climate scam about calculating carbon emissions, which is really, hey, listen, man,
we can talk,
to discuss the people's business with no oversight, without a Bishop Gomez, without a Simeon Hall, without someone who represents the people. You're discussing the people's business in private.
Yeah.
But you telling me, I must trust you. That's just like, cruising back in the days, me and you come across something and then I go make the deal and then, you understand what I'm saying? So that don't work, man, but we all being duped on the plantation. But
I guess we're supposed
to shut up. But we need, you know, for your boy Bell, right? He's a very learned man to say that we don't have a illegal migration problem. He don't live in the inner city.
But he ain't living in the Bahamas.
I say he doesn't live.
He ain't living in the Bahamas because I don't know what he's saying or where he live.
All right, my brother was older than me. Was going to work the other day.
And what did he say?
5 o'clock in the morning. He tell me 5:30, whatever. He say, you see a couple of people jump out one car with some suitcase and run somewhere.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is what. But I mean, I don't know what's going on. But anything where, all right, let's say all of this information technological era, they haven't, in the poll, right? A bunch of they haven't liaising with Haiti to find out, like, even have names or people them. Like, say, exchange photographs. They may be doing it on a small scale.
Yeah.
Maybe someone who's wanted for this or that, but they don't even have a profile of, like, say, well, they have who's a criminal coming in and out, but you're saying it's not a model of national security. You saw the program with the Michelle Malcolm last week.
I saw it.
Was this and that for being a BNM. So, what I'm saying, these are the type of paradigms that we will eventually, which will eventually happen because
they're
sticking our necks in the sand.
Yeah.
And we've been not allowed to speak. You know, I want it. Everyone wants a better way of life, but we all have too much desires, and we all are too materialistic. And yeah. So now they're going to govern our lives. They're going to tell you to stop eating meat, and they're driving humanity like a car. They want you to go this way, the green economy, yeah. And it's all to enrich in the developed countries already. You know, it's all planned out. Yeah. They have to create debt in order for them to print their money.
All right, thanks, man.
Bless up, yeah.
You did a wonderful job. He did a wonderful job. I got a comment, yeah, and he did a wonderful job. And if anyone who listening, I could care less about the one world order. I understand that it's happening. There ain't nothing much I can do about it. The one thing I can do about it is let us prepare. Let us get the Bahamas as a country that can take care of itself with food, electricity, you know, housing, economics. You know, we got to be able to sustain ourselves. You know, we have fish. We have 700 islands, 700 keys, you know, we have natural resources. So we have to get ourselves strong here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and protect ourselves, you know, grow our own, feed ourselves, you know, our manufacturing companies. We're going to take this last call. Caller, could you make it real quick, please?
Yeah, good night.
Good night.
Interesting conversation, though, of it.
Go ahead.
I think when we're speaking about the illegal immigration problem, right?
Yes, sir.
I don't think Mr. Bell didn't say we didn't have a problem, you know. He said there isn't a crisis.
Oh, it's in a crisis. Oh, sorry.
Right.
Yes, yes, sorry. Yes,
right.
Sir, crisis.
So. He said there isn't a crisis.
Is this a crisis?
He spoke about the problem.
Yes.
That they've been having for years.
Yes, sir, you're right.
So that's a total difference.
Yes.
Okay? So, and the problem, too, that we face with this illegal immigration problem is because many Bahamians, we are part of the problem because we hire the illegals. This been going on from before I was born.
Yes, sir, you're right.
And I didn't over 50.
Yes, sir.
Okay? I know there was a time when Bahamians used to say, my Haitian.
Yes, sir.
Like they used to, like, I could use your Haitian to clean my yard.
Yes,
like,
sir.
We used to take ownership of these people.
Yeah, like slaves, like we some
like
kind
slaves,
of slave,
you know,
masters.
And it was
yes,
a derogatory
yes,
term
yes,
that we
yes.
used to use against humans that God made.
Put on their egg. Yes.
Every country that has a problem with a bunch of poor people,
yes,
and they're next to a country with kind of prosperous economically,
yes,
have an illegal migration problem. This yes. ain't nothing new, you know.
No, ain't nothing
Even
new.
If you read the Bible and
yes,
all.
Yes, yes, yes. Moses walking through, yeah. You saw the giants, that, yes, yes. You're right.
The Israelites, as yes. they go to Egypt, they look for food.
Yes, sir, you're right.
And this ain't nothing new.
No, ain't nothing
see?
New.
But the problem is, we as pretend like there's some new things coming up.
Yeah.
And like you said, we want to solve being and ever get rid of the problem.
No,
but
we can slow it down.
If we mitigate the problem,
we can slow it down.
Those of us, the Bahamians, who just hire illegals, be them Haitians, Cubans, Puerto Ricans, Filipinos, to do work for us for cheap labor,
yeah.
we are the cost.
Yes, you're correct.
We contributing to the cost of
yeah,
it.
Yes, you're
and until
correct.
We elect a government, but only so much the people in the government can do.
Yeah.
If I throw in things with my car every day, littering, making the place look bad.
No
sense then the government got to turn on and pay people to go pick up the things that I throw on the ground.
That's
and
it.
That's the same thing with the illegal immigrants.
Yeah,
we
you're
keep
right.
hiring them. If we would stop hiring them in large numbers, you're going to never get everybody to stop doing it.
Yeah.
It would be much easier, but that's selling and stop the people from coming because they're desperate.
They're desperate, yes.
You see? And,
yes, sir.
And God, he knows what's going on.
Yeah, that's why he put them there.
That's why he, you know, and
yeah.
we just have to show them,
love,
be humane towards
love
them,
the most
and don't speak as them as if they are not humans.
That's right.
And some Bahamians speak of Haitians as if they are not human.
And I never
okay?
do something like that because I understand.
You see, and I grew up on the side of Haitians.
All type.
I went to school with people of Haitian descent.
All type. All
I
type.
Think in my class.
All
and
type.
I have some people who I consider soldiers who will be willing to
yes.
die for me
yes.
who have Haitian descent.
Yes, yes.
You see?
Yes.
And you got to we have to, a lot of us, to stop looking at them as
I agree.
Not human.
Yeah.
And that's why Hitler them did what they did with the Jews, because they considered them not to be human.
Yes.
That's why in the United States, the people of African descent was treated so poorly because the white people look at them as not being human.
Yes, yes. They say they're
less than. And we
got to
be careful of that.
Yeah.
And our language when
yes.
we speak about these kind of things.
Yeah, that's why I try to be professional as best as I can, you know.
Right, you see. And
yes.
good show. I just caught a little part of it.
Yes.
And thanks for taking my contribution.
Man, you did a wonderful job. It was nice to have you call in at the last minute because you gave a good reference on our humanity and how we do not discriminate. And there are people just like us, you know, and we are not better than nobody. And I appreciate that from one human to the next. And that's the approach we got to take as we so-called Christian, you know. We're supposed to be a nation of love. And yes, we have a lot of problems. But the caller is completely correct. We're going to take this last call. It's phone lines lighting up. Go ahead, caller. You could make it real quick. We could take this last call. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Good night. Good night. You're on.
Hey, good night, Scrooge. How
are you doing,
man?
I'm fine. I'll be doing well, too.
Hey, Scrooge.
Yes, sir.
You know, something significant happened in the past. What?
Go ahead.
I ain't talking about the murders and all that. They're talking about the two Europeans being granted persona non grata for being like, I guess it's offensive and really like to say racist. And the other one was, I guess it's probably a racist thing why they would do that, to usher out persons from Europe.
Oh. There's something just recently happened?
Yeah, man. One gentleman who fought the guy from BEC.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He go before the court, and in 24 hours, he got to be it.
Yeah. He had to leave.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, I mean, that's only when it comes to, like, black and white, Caucasian or black.
Okay.
Or just, I don't know, because to me, it seems like...
Oh, I understand what you said.
It's a thing now because it's like, well, you do it to the European, but then we have other persons
who do
other
it.
Nationalities, you see, who do more grievous crimes and still in this country.
But and they're not sent back.
And they ain't sent back home.
Yes.
And if it's like that, you could do that to the white man. You need to do that to everybody who come here.
And break
so
the
that
law.
You can't be like the stable, you know, it's discriminatory because of your color.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
You're given like preferential treatment because of your color.
Yes.
They call it your brothers and sisters. I know that. That's what they call it.
Wow. Yes, you made a good comment. Yes, sir. I do agree.
I don't know. I don't know if this is a new president for that, because I remember a long time ago, under the same administration, when Finland was in, he ushered out a persona non grata then. And I think that's the only one. One eight. And now it's back. I don't know if it's Brad Mitchell.
Wow, some good information.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's that, right, the president has already been sent.
Yeah,
that president is stern, and the court, usher these people out, pay your own way back. Notice what they would have said, to pay your way back, and then to compensate the person. Okay, so I mean, I guess it's a good thing if it's held up to be for any foreign national who is in the Bahamas who do any crime,
yes,
to be treated as such.
That should be a part of our policy. You know, give you residency. And that's the only way you could get citizenship if you be a law-abiding citizen. But if you break the law, you get shipped back to the country. Don't care how long you've been here.
You get that revoked.
Yes.
And then you're banned and banished.
Yes, and that makes you...
That's how you got to build this country from
yes.
now on.
Yes, I like that. I like that.
The president's already been sent.
I like that.
If persons like these other nationals, foreign nationals who are here, who are doing more heinous and grievous crimes, right? And if they don't have that kind of punishment, something got to be wrong. And the international community will be looking at that.
And you make a good point because, like I said, a lot of people are bold. But now, if you know that we have laws and regulation, you would abide by it. You know, your residency could get taken away based on your attitude and your performance in the country. Yes.
Because the citizens, the law will never stop behind us if we do something wrong. Man.
Right.
But these people, they don't even know we're in this country, and then they allow.
Yeah.
And just be and go before the courts and go free.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. What does that mean? Because of your color.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear because they give me a break.
You're right.
You need to be, I mean, it needs to be
one for all and all for one.
The president's already been set.
Yes, sir. One for all. Yeah, you're right. Yes, sir. Man. You did awesome.
Good, you got a good show, man.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, I appreciate it. And you guys do a wonderful job of commenting. You know, and I like to have a show that have dialogue with Bahamians, you know, who are not talking about hatred. You know, we're having a conversation, even though this is an important subject right now, but we have a good conversation here tonight. Thank you very much, caller.
Yeah, man. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir. Did a wonderful job tonight. In fact, all the callers did a wonderful job tonight. If you listen tonight, it was nothing but no hate. You're just talking pure love, even though we're sitting on some real brownie points, but these were on cue. And the caller just stayed just now. And the caller before to talk about the residency, you know, we could give you residency. And then if you continue to be on a plot and keep on abiding by the Bahamian laws, you ain't doing no smuggling, you're not involving drugs, you just share your paying your little taxes, You're paying your national insurance, and as you continue, you know, you have children. They're in process now with the government because they're under your name. You're a resident, and they're in process now of being set up to become Bahamian nationals. But if you, in that process, is locked up or convicted of a serious crime here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, this would give the government a recall to take away your citizenship or your residency here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and then people won't be so bold. We won't see people walking around the road, you know. And I'd also like to say, but the Chinese too, we got to talk about the Chinese, because the Chinese is accumulating millions and millions of dollars. They were also involved in drug smuggling a few weeks ago, and the quarter just made an interesting point talking about the European being sent back now since he tried to assault the BPL worker. You know, very interesting. Yeah, something like that happened a few weeks ago. Yeah. How you made reference to that? Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. Carla did a wonderful job, you know, to take away your permanent residency. It's based on your performance here in the country, you know, and we need to set it up like that. I'd also like to tell Bahamian of Haitian descent, we're going to say Bahamians, if you're here and you're being here, and if you're not applied by the age 18, apply, all right? Give it a try. Don't just block it out and then don't try. Try, apply, you know, so that you can become a citizen, so you can have your documents, your passport, your driver's license, et cetera, you know? Because now I want to advise the general public that if you do not have a car, you cannot get a driver's license. And this is a step we're going to have to take. I also want to take a look at the National Insurance for giving out fraudulent National Insurance, again, to Haitian nationals and to other nationals in the country. We need to take a look at that. And again, to the Immigration Department. There's been report that the Immigration Department will give out documents to illegal immigrants, whether they're Chinese, Haitian, Jamaican, for work permits and et cetera, whatever it is, give out to the Immigration Department, and they're doing this illegally. As a government department that's supposed to be protecting and serving the integrity of the Bahamas, we have persons of that statue working office who be giving out selling documents, selling paperwork to illegal immigrants in the country. And that's why we need persons to investigate the immigration officers here in the country. You know, check the citizenship they're giving out, these work permits that come. We need investigators who have the authority to go through the files and stuff like that and put people before the courts, government officials before the courts who are corrupted and using their position of power to break the laws of the country for just profit. And it's costing us because people get bold now that they get this Bahamian citizenship and they do what they want. They do smuggling. They do what they want, because they know they're protected and they can, their citizenship cannot get taken back. So we need to put things in place like the person requested, permanent residency. Then as you continue to become a better citizen, and you get citizenship. But you also can get a revoke if you break certain laws or found guilty or cause heinous crimes or et cetera, what goes on in the country. That's a lot of mouthful we had today. You know, I just want to read something. It does not matter if Bahamians contribute to the problem. Do all of us contribute? Those that contribute should be held to account. We should not state that as it's okay. It's a problem and it's a crisis. I say if it's been happening for 40 years, 40 years, sir, it's a crisis. And it is a crisis. Yes, and the caller corrected me. He said that, you know, crisis is a crisis, but we ain't been hyper in crisis for 40 years. So that's why Mr. Bell should know better, and don't try to sugarcoat it. You know, we have a problem. And the problem is we have a lot of illegal people who have no ties to the Bahamas, who come here January, have a baby, time is July, right? Undocumented, then we register them in the hospital. Then after that, it's on the state because we have to train them humanely. I think we are being taken advantage of in this country. And we have to get ourselves right in the country. We have to protect the bombers, even if we have to protect it from ourselves. You know, and like I say, I'm only telling the fox. You know, I see what people are doing in the country and how they are using our laws against us to benefit them. You know, even though we want to help and being helping, some of them use that for their advantage to help themselves, and they forget about me and you. And, you know, we need to help ourselves, and they need to help themselves in their country. And that's some of the comments we were receiving. Like I said, you know, being there 30, 40 years, you're beaming. For those who just coming on those ships and people smuggling them in, you're not beaming. And for they having babies here in the country, we should not be accepting them as hard and harsh as I'm sounding, you know. It's a step that we're going to have to take, because we have stagnated people who in this country and feels that this country owes them something and they can't go back to their country that their parents are from. They're going to be a problem to me and you and to all of us, you know, because a person without a future definitely is set up for destruction, because you need your passport, you need your national insurance, you need a driver's license. There are thousands of people in this country right now who live in this country don't have neither. So that's why they can't work. So most of them just hustle. Some thief, some become hitman, some become good business owners. But at the end of the day, if you combine it together, without your passport, without your national insurance, without your bank account, without your bank card and stuff like that, you're stagnated in the country. And that sets you, your mind in the wrong direction. I wanted to comment on the recent murders, but we completely out of time. And I just like to say this to the general public. It was reported, this is under investigation, it was reported that there was an argument between two young gentlemen. One young gentleman was out on bail for murder. The next gentleman probably, you know, resided in the community. And as for the report, and this could be false, there was an argument where one of the gentlemen's mom interfered in the conversation. They are saying that one of the guys who was arguing pulled a gun on the next person. And that person was the one who had an ankle bracelet. That person was the one who was out on bail. The next person is probably a member of the family. And he pulled his gun. And the next one said, you pull your gun on me and you use it. I go in and I come back. Now that's one gun from one person. And he went, he got his gun because this was his neighbor. Just these neighbors now. And he went and get his gun, come back. And when he came back, the one who he's looking for was not there. But the mother and the next son was outside. And he didn't come talk, and he just come blaming. All right? I want to remind the general public, stay with altercation. All right? Altercation leads to you getting mad and making a rational decision. And it's something that you're going to regret for the rest of your days. If you look around the country, you hear the same type of incident happening all over the country. It's because someone, you and someone argue. Argument right now with a lot of people who have no love in their heart right now, a lot of hurt people out there, leads to devastation. And to think about this, this guy has an ankle bracelet. He just came out of prison, charged for murder. Now, after this incident, he took off his ankle bracelet. What you think he's telling to the world and to the authorities? Is either he is going down firing, right? Because he took off his ankle bracelet, and he's just, this just accused, all right? It's just information all of us are receiving because of being on Facebook. But they said he took off his ankle bracelet. Now he's on the run. He's wanted for murder, wanted for connection to murder. So only two things are going to happen to him. Either he confronts the police and gives himself up to, or the police kills him, or he, why I know, he in a serious position. But just for a second, could you imagine this? This is your neighbor. You're running on with your neighbor. They know you. You seeing them every day. They know you as identification. There's an argument. A gun is pulled, according to what all argument. I don't know if the gun was pulled, but they're saying a gun was pulled on him. And he saw the gun. And he said, you know, you ain't shoot me. I coming back. And he went to get his gun. And he came right back. And the one who must he pull a gun on him was not there because he know that if he stood there and this guy came back, he would have got shoot too. But unfortunately, he wasn't there and his brother was there and his mom was there and the guy killed his brother and himself. Now think about this. This guy's life is finished. But in that space of time, he didn't give a crap shit about what he did. But how do you think he's feeling now knowing that what he did? And he took off his anger, but now the pressure's on him now. You see, so the adrenaline gone now. So now he's cooling off. He's paranoid right now, sitting down in someone's backyard or in one car or laying down in an abandoned house right now. And he's trying to figure out what he's going to do. But I can tell you this, the police pull up on your buddy, you don't put your hand up, that's it for you. And then when you get catch and put before the court, if you're brought guilty, that's the end of your life. You understand? So this all happened in a space of 5 minutes. We lost two lives, we're going to lose three. So I want to encourage people out there, stay away from argument, okay? Person who come out of jail, they're institutionalized. They're not a normal human. The way how you are normal, they are not. They used to be around a lot of balls every day, or a lot of women every day because they're in prison. They're seeing a lot of violence every day. They come from that, living in the streets. Now they're in prison. They're animals. Unless we can put preventive measures in place, start them to school, empowering the community, community centers, and investing in the education system, and investing in the community centers, starting small businesses up, and getting ahead of the problem, hey, we could continue to have these incidents where we have persons who charge serious crimes, come back out of prison, go back in this community, and if someone cross them, they're either going to kill some innocent people or themselves are going to get killed. But they cause destruction because I want you to believe this. They are not civilized. They look like human, but they're not human. Some of these people are demon, and the way they think, they only say one thing on their mouth. Every time you listen, "But if you give me money, I'll kill you, boy." That's all they say. And we have many young men like that who are in prison on the streets, live like that, living like that right now in this country. There are so much murderers and wannabe murderers and upcoming murders on our streets in this country. I see them every day. All right? So there are plenty more of those guys like in Camp Road. But I'm sorry for him. I'm sorry for the family that lost their loved ones. But unless we put preventative measures and have continuous programs that continue, and a program for about 20 years to deal with all these issues, our immigration issue, our crime issue, and continue it. Red all, PLB come in power, F and M come in power. We just continue it. All right? So I hope you enjoy the show. We'll see you next week on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Wellington O'Brien, a.k.a. Scoochie Scrooge or Scoochie. Thank you very much for all the callers. You did a wonderful job. And we'll see you next week on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.